Tonight, some guy hits $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Ain't that cool? Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So that's tonight. It's a guy's going to win Who Wants to... going to get $1 million. Tonight, a guy is going to win $1 million. And it's going to be on that show that everybody likes. And it's going to be really good. $1 million tonight. Ooh, I suddenly don't feel good. Ooh, boy, you got to watch what you eat for lunch, don't you? But anyway, that's just why I wanted you to know that. That $1 million is a guy. It might be a woman. That's the thing to look for. It might be a woman. Not that, but the guy said it was a guy. With the guy from last night. The guy from last night, he's going to win $1 million on the show tonight. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That'll be tonight. That's my scoop. That's, I heard that on NPR, and I wanted you to know, and I think that's really great. I hope you, but then of course, while you're watching Who Wants to, I don't want you to not listen to me, and that would be probably some a reason for that. For me to bring it up was probably a bad thing to bring it up. That would be the only reason me bringing it up would be bad, is that at 9 o'clock, I hope you'd be listening to me and not be watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But I brought it up anyway because I heard about... Boo. And that's the deal. That's what's going to happen. That's the whole deal. So there's that, and I don't know what the hell else. Did you hear about this football player got stuck in a window? That's pretty good. Guy was at Taco Bell in Lawrence, Kansas, and he... kind of a funny story. Somebody didn't get the order he wanted, so he crawled through the window, and the police arrested him. That was pretty good. I thought that was very funny when I first heard it. I thought that was nice. Okay. And then there's another deal here about time capsule. I'm sorry. Anyway, a guy tonight's going to get $1 million. It's going to be on ABC. Regis Philbin's the guy, I think. Is he the guy? Yeah. Hey, that's a pretty good show. I haven't seen it. God. Okay. All right. Great. Great. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. A man in Corona today, and let me just tell you, we came upon this man's name because he's been doing some radio and television interviews here in Los Angeles throughout the day. He's been on a couple of radio stations and a couple of TV stations. His name is Stephen Buzzell from Corona, California. Stephen, how are you? Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. I wanted to, you've had a very busy day, and we wanted to get you on the air. We were contacted to interview you, and you are somewhat of a hero, because I know that a few TV stations, as I mentioned, and some radio stations, and a particular bank these stations have been interviewing you, and the bank rewarded you. And I want to find your story out here, because we were, as I said, contacted to interview you. What happened today?
Well, it is kind of an interesting story, sir. I was at a bank in Corona, California today. I bank at the Corona Bank of Commerce, which is on Lawrence Avenue in Corona. I have a construction business there, which is Bozell Construction. That is my business, a family-owned business, and we do some tract housing. We do some interior remodeling work. We also do insurance work out in the Inland Empire. I was at the Corona Bank of Commerce today. I was at an ATM machine on the eastern side of the bank building, which does border Lawrence Avenue. I went to withdraw $60, which is generally what I keep in cash on my person because I use mostly credit cards, but I wanted to get some cash out for some sundries and buy a couple of guys in my crew lunch. This is a little bit late in the day for lunch. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I put my ATM card in the machine, and the machine began to dispense $20 bills in excess of the $60. I thought it would stop eventually at maybe $200 because generally these ATM machines dispense 20s, and it began to dispense over $60.
So you're watching 20s coming out of there, huh?
I'm watching $20 bills that are being dispensed into a drawer. I didn't see it, but I kept hearing it dispense them into a drawer.
And all right, now these ATM machines, just so I'm clear, a lot of ATM machines sort of push it out through a slot. This is dumping it into a drawer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm listening to this continuous dispensing of $20 bills. I open the drawer up, and I saw that the machine had essentially dispensed a whole lot more than $60.
So you're looking at a whole bunch of $20 bills.
I am looking at a lot of $20 bills that are sitting there in the drawer. At that time, I took the money out of the drawer. I could tell it was a very, very sizable amount of money. I walked over to my car with it, and I began counting it out, and it came to $3,700.
$3,700 the ATM machine dispensed to you today there at the Corona Bank of Commerce, huh? $3,700?
$3,700, yes, sir.
So now you've got this money, and you're sitting in your car, and you counted it?
I went over to my car because it was a sizable amount of money. I did not want to stand. I didn't want to stand out in public counting that kind of money. So I had a little bit of a moment there where I thought, well, $3,700 is a lot of money. There's a lot of bills you can pay with that. There's a lot of things that, you know, maybe a lot of good that I could do, maybe give to charity or something. And I suppose, Mr. Henry, I went through the usual confusion and usual conflicted feelings that anybody in that situation would go through.
Do you give it back or do you keep it, essentially?
Yes, sir. That's the gist of my feelings. You know, was I to return the money? Was I got to keep the money? And it's quite a bit of money for just to, wanting $60. And I wanted to do what my conscience told me to do because I felt that that would be the very best thing for me to do. And I knew that I had a name in the community. Bozell Construction has a name in our community. And Bozell Construction, we've been in the community now for 4 years, which is not a very long time, but we have been able to develop great business relationships. Bozell Construction has had a hand in building some, in the last 4 years, we've had a hand in building some 2,000 homes in the Inland Empire.
That's a lot of work, sir.
Yes, sir. It is, so.
So you were at a crossroads, huh?
I was at a moral crossroads, and I decided that I would turn the money back into the bank. I turned the money over to a bank vice president by the name of Carol Gallegos. And
that was the individual that we saw here in the news story. Her name's Carol Gallegos, and she was the vice president of the bank. And what did she say?
Well, she was very, very grateful. And the bank offered me a $100 reward, which I've... I took the money, but I want everyone to know that I am giving the money over to a local charity, which will be in the name of Bozell Construction, because that's really not what being honest is about. And as you mentioned, Mr. Henry, I've done 2-3 radio interviews. A lot of the TV stations have been interviewing me, so it's been a pretty exciting day. But one of the reasons why I'm doing the radio and TV interviews is I want to say to all the kids listening that honesty is the best policy. I didn't expect to feel the way I did, but I think when push comes to shove, that you do the right thing.
And so you've been on a couple of 2-3 local stations here in Los Angeles. You've been on a couple of television stations.
I did the noon news over on one of the channels. I've done two of the noon newscasts, and I just did a 5 o'clock newscast. And I do want to say that Bozell Construction is going to donate the $100 reward that I got from the Corona Bank of Commerce to one of our local charities in Corona, perhaps the Boys Club. I just want to tell all the young people out there that honesty is the best policy. And
okay, sir, I was contacted. My producer, Mike Schaefer, was contacted by a Todd Gwillim. Do you know who he is?
Yes, sir. Mr. Gwillim is a public relations gentleman at Bozell Construction. We retained him this afternoon because it's been kind of a whirlwind day. When I turned the money over to the bank, the word leaked out to a couple of local radio stations. I did an interview out here in the Inland Empire with one of the local stations, and the TV station picked up on it. So I've contracted with Mr. Gwillim, who is a public relations expert.
Yeah, okay, so he does PR, is that right?
That's essentially what his job is, and that we had he ran interference for me on the TV stations.
And let me just jump in here. We were contacted today by Mr. Gwillim, who said that you had this experience at the bank. You went to get some money out. You got
$3,700.
$3,700, sir, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And he said to us that you were on all these radio stations and all these TV stations. And I have to say to you, sir, with all due respect, Mr. Bozell, I don't see how you're a big hero.
Okay.
Okay. You hear me?
I'm listening.
I don't see how you're a big hero. You're being feted and interviewed, and you were offered a reward for doing something that any decent human being should do. And quite frankly, if I may say...
Mr. Henry, I want to jump in.
No, sir, allow me to finish and just make this point, okay?
Please let me jump in with a point.
No, I want to finish my point. And not only are you being feted and honored for something that any normal being should do, but there are security cameras at that ATM dispensing machine so that if you were to take that $3,700 and keep it, you would have been arrested or otherwise garnished by the bank in some way, shape, or form for keeping that money. So, you know...
Well, I have been called a hero today. I think that might be stretching it, but I don't appreciate being ambushed.
Well, I don't think I'm ambushing you. You had one of your PR people call my producer to get you on this show. You've been on three other radio stations today. You've been on three other television stations today. And everybody is falling all over themselves to honor you. And I, frankly, don't know what the big deal is that you got $3,700 and you gave it back to the bank. Why should we be honoring you?
Sir, I came on your program to say to the kids out there that honesty is the best policy.
I think the kids have heard the message that honesty is the best policy, and I think the kids need to know that stealing money from an ATM machine has got to be one of the stupidest things that someone can do, because they do have security cameras, and I'm sorry,
I do feel as if
you feel I'm ambushing you?
I certainly do. I certainly do, sir, because kids need heroes. And for you to ambush me this way, I think, is unconscionable. I could certainly have easily have gone off with the money. I gave the money back to the bank.
Well, I know you did, but I don't see where you're a big hero, because just because an ATM machine dispenses lots of money to you doesn't necessarily mean that you can keep it. Security cameras are going to have your picture. It's a tough thing to get away with. Walking into the bank and saying, well, here's your money, I don't think took all that much guts. And I'm not trying to ambush you, and I'm not trying to say that you're a bad man, but I'm getting a little weary of elevating people who do normally decent things as if this is an extraordinary thing to be decent. And forgive me, I don't know. Maybe I'm in a bad mood tonight. I don't know what it is. Your people contacted me, though, sir. We will call. Tell Mr. Bozell to hang on. I will continue talking to him. I did put him on hold there because we do have to take a break. And I will open it up to the listeners as well. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I get a little weary of having normally decent activities and normally decent effort elevated to the level of extraordinary action. Hey, I gave some money back to the bank. I found it, and I gave it back to the bank. And people are making a hero out of a guy like that? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was just checking. I was talking with Mr. Gwillem here. Steve Bozell is on the line. He got a commendation from a bank, the Corona Bank of Commerce. Accommodation from the Corona Bank of Commerce for turning back $3,700 that was dispensed to you in a ATM machine today. They gave you a $100 reward. You've been on a bunch of radio stations. You've been on a bunch of TV stations. And I just wonder, Mr. Bozell, if you can join me in this. I'm not trying to rain on your parade.
Well, I think it's been very clear, sir, that you have been trying to. My message has been very clear that I want kids to understand that honesty is the best policy, and I'm very upset. Bozell Construction, which is one of the larger construction firms out in the Inland Empire, has donated $100 to a boys' club, and I do feel as if I've been ambushed.
No, but can you understand what I'm saying? Why do we commend and why do we elevate and why do we turn into heroes people who do normally decent things like turning back money that doesn't belong to them?
I think that people need heroes, and I was on three radio stations. I did three radio interviews today. I also did three TV station interviews. A lot of people wanted to interview me. And a lot of the people, if you look at, for instance, children who read comic books, they have all the comic book people are heroes. Why can't they have real people be heroes? See what I'm saying? So I'm a little taken aback by this sort of treatment.
I've been trying to be decent. I don't want to minimize what you did. Because this isn't a personal statement.
Well, it feels personal, sir.
Well, it really isn't. It really has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with the way the society is viewing you. But I did ask the audience, and Mr. Gwillem called us. We didn't call you. I've asked the audience their opinion about this. I'd like to take some calls on it.
Well, if it's going to be a situation where I'm held up for ridicule.
I don't know what it's going to be, but I think people have the right to comment on this, especially since you contacted me to be on my show so that you could... be a hero, I guess, is what you're saying.
Well, in the age of no heroes, I'm more than willing to step up to the plate. And this is an age of no hero, and I'm more than willing to step up to the plate.
I got you. I understand that, sir. I'm just wondering whether or not there is something else that we can attribute to heroes rather than just somebody giving back money that legally they're obligated to give back. Here is Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Right here.
Yeah, hey, that guy's a bum, and he was talking about treatment. He needs to go get some. He's got a little, he got a head on his shoulders, doesn't he? He needs to go ahead and...
Did you screen this call, Mike? You screen this asshole in Memphis? Jesus, your call is weak.
Hey,
here is, screw you. Here is Valley Center on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I think this guy sounds like an opportunist. Any good person, any good-hearted or good Samaritan, go ahead and turn the money in. He had to mention...
I'm not an opportunist. I'm talking about... Excuse me.
Phil, he had a plug.
I'm turning back $3,700.
In the conversation, $3,700
that belong to the bank.
Construction
there, okay.
Construction there, Corona, California.
You're mentioning it. I didn't mention it.
3 minutes.
I've just heard you mention it now 3 times. I didn't mention it.
You mentioned both the construction at least a dozen times.
Yeah, there you go. You just mentioned it again. And you just mentioned it again.
All right, but he's saying that
joke. I'd never use you. You sound like you might, cheat on a job.
You have mentioned the name of my company now about 4 or 5 times.
And I wouldn't use it 4 or 5 times again.
Whatever. I brought up the fact that Bozell Construction is donating in the name of Bozell Construct the $100 reward that I was given by the bank.
Let's get back to the point. Let's get back to the point. I want to get back to the point here. Hey, hold on. I want to get back to the point here. And the point is that you are not a hero, in my opinion. You're a decent, good citizen, sir. You're not a hero, okay, as in saving a life, okay? You did something which I think any decent human being should do, and that is take money that is not theirs and give it back to them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Have you ever done anything heroic, sir?
I don't know, sir.
Well, in your life, have you ever done a heroic act?
Probably not.
Then you don't know what it is to be a hero. And I do because of what I've done. And I had 3 radio station interview me today on it, 3 of the TV stations, and about $100, and I got a $100 reward on the bank. And
all right, okay, but I'm commenting.
But how can you comment when you've not never been a hero? And that's the point that I'm trying to make. And
all right, I've never been a hero, but can I recognize a hero? But from just standing on the, as they say, somebody's got to stand and clap while the heroes go by. Can't I be one of those guys? Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Miami, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Henry?
Fine.
I just want to comment, too. I kind of agree with your comments earlier that this guy is saying that he's a hero. I totally disagree. As being a police officer down here in Florida, what he did is not a moral obligation. He has a legal obligation.
I'm not a police officer.
No, but I am. But you have a legal obligation to turn that money back in. You shouldn't be rewarded for that.
That's a legal obligation? That bank gave me that money.
Relax, sir. Should every citizen get rewarded every time they walk into a store and pay for their items? They have their right to sneak out and walk away and don't pay. It's the same thing. What you did, you were supposed to do that. That's what we're all supposed to do.
No, wait a second. I was given the money by the bank. I put in my card. I asked for $60, and it comes spitting out $3,700. Okay?
But legally, you turn the money back in, and that's it. You don't get rewarded. You turn the money in.
I did.
You get $60, and you walk away.
That's right, sir.
Now you're going to be on radio stations and TV shows. Who are you? That's what you're supposed to do. Take the money back.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
I could have left with the money. But I didn't. Everybody needs to be a hero.
All right. Hold on. Phil Henry Show.
Avez-vous des 30 000 pièces? D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, de vos compétences, poodles.
Look, granted, you're better than the what did you call him? The Green Hulk.
It's one of the comic books the kids read.
All right, well, granted, you're a man, so you're real, and you're better than him. But are you a hero doing what is normally expected of decent human beings? You find money, you give it back. You don't pocket it. This is the morality of this is outrageous to me, that's all.
Outrageous that I gave money back.
No, it's just that you're being patted on the ass, pardon my language, for something that any normal human being with 1 ounce, one shred of decency should do without any bells and whistles. Here's Temecula on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, fine.
I just want to tell Mr. Bozell that I did that the same thing when I was 18 years old. I gave back money, $4,200. And it was December 19th. I could have taken that money, but I knew it was right. The only person I told was my mother. I didn't need a pat on the back because I got it from home. I get respect.
Where did you take the money from?
I didn't take the money.
You said... You said you took... How much was it?
$4,200.
Whereabouts?
In London.
Well, they know. Now, see, right away your story's suspicious because they don't have dollars in London.
Equivalent.
They have pounds.
I know.
Okay, so your story is suspicious.
It's suspicious, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I can convert it to pounds.
Right off
the bat,
no. You don't look at,
I don't
pounds
think you have the
dollars.
Intelligence.
No, wait a second. You don't convert it off to pounds. You said dollars.
Yes, I did.
And so I am very, very suspicious of your story right off the bat.
What is to be suspicious of?
She didn't say pounds. She said dollars.
Am I in the U.K. right now? No, I'm in
the United
States.
But what did you find in England? You found... You're no hero.
No, I'm not a hero.
You're not a hero at all.
I did what I was supposed to do. You're an ass.
You didn't find no money, and you're making it up, is what I'm saying.
No, I didn't.
You're accusing this lady. You don't even know the lady, okay? She
18 years old, before Christmas.
And you found how many pounds worth of money?
I found, what was it? It would be £2,200.
Okay, £2,200. What year was it?
It was 1994.
Okay, 1994. The exchange rate was not 2 to 1. So you're lying again.
Are you an expert on everything?
You got a 2-to-1 exchange rate going there, ma'am, and that was not the exchange rate in 1994. You're lying? And
what are you saying?
I'm saying she never found no money, because you give me a 2-to-1 exchange rate on $4,200, $2,200, roughly 2-to-1 exchange rate, and that was not the exchange rate back in 1994. The exchange rate back then was $1.52 a pound.
Oh, and how do you
know? She's trying to make herself look like
an idiot savant. Are you Rain Man yourself?
See, I notice everybody's insulting me tonight. I haven't insulted anybody, but they're insulting me. Why?
Because
I'm a hero.
All you do is promote yourself, promote your construction business, which is probably shoddy anyway.
Bozell Construction, give it a $100 reward, okay? We turn it over to the Boys Club. Now, you're trying to make yourself sound like the big Wonder Woman.
No, I didn't do anything.
I know you didn't do anything. You didn't find no money.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Well, wait a second.
You said you found
$4,200.
See, even Mr. Henry doesn't believe you.
I'm not saying I don't believe her. I just want to know. You found pounds, right? Was it at a bank? Was it on the street? Where was this?
It was in London, in a hotel.
Whereabouts in London? I'm going to get her because I've been to London. I went to London on a tour 10 years ago.
10 years ago, huh?
Yeah, so I know London.
Have you ever heard of the Chelsea Hotel?
That sounds like some kind of a made-up movie hotel.
Oh, I guess it is, huh? Everything's made up.
That sounds like it's made up to me. Whereabouts is it?
It's in London.
Well, whereabouts in London?
Why do I need to clarify myself?
The more you evade, the more suspicious you sound. Whereabouts in London was it?
It was...
What section of London was it in?
Was it near that Big Ben?
No, it wasn't.
How about that bridge?
No, it wasn't.
How about over near the... I don't know what the hell you call that place, where the Queen lives?
Buckingham Palace.
How about that?
Nope.
Was it... Well, where was it?
Savile Row. Do you know where that is?
Oh, that's another made-up movie name.
Savile Row
is not... Savile Row is a place where men's clothes... All right, anyway, thanks for calling. What are you getting bogged down for? I'm asking you questions here.
She said she converted from pounds to dollars, and she's over in Savile Row, and she's making the whole thing up. She was never over there. I know London. I went there on a tour. Now, how come all these kids read a comic book, but I can't be no hero? That's the question I'm trying to make.
You're confusing everybody with a bunch of crap about London and whether she may have found money or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's the money that you found, the money you should give back, and the money that you have been self-aggrandizing yourself over all day long with three radio stations, three television stations.
And you get me on your program to ambush me, and now you're trying to make me look like a fool. And I think that it is very unfair of you, and I think it is very, very bad, sir.
I'm not... I told you it wasn't personal. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. This is Jason from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Phil, thanks for having me on your show. First of all, I think Mr. Bizzell's act is a noble act in today's society. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But yes, he did have a legal obligation to return the money. And
what's noble? What do you mean a noble act?
Well, okay.
What was noble about it?
Considering
noble?
Okay.
The guy found some money that didn't belong to him, and he turned it back in.
This man is the first person to call your program to back me up, sir.
Okay. Mr. Bizzell.
All I'm saying is that Mr. Henry is not giving you an opportunity to talk. That's all.
Please let me finish, Mr. Bizzell. I'm not saying, okay, a noble act might be going a bit far, but, and I'm not here to belittle you by any means, I'm just saying that when it came to interview after interview after interview for something that you should have legally obligated yourself...
How come the TV station want to talk to me?
Mr. Bizzell, let me finish,
How come
please.
The TV
Bizzell.
Station want to talk to me?
Mr. Bizzell, let me finish,
How
please.
Come? I'm asking you a question. How come the TV station want to talk to me? If you say it, my problem, if they come to me, they wanted to talk to me.
Look.
Okay? So, they wanted to...
The reason why they wanted to talk to you is you got your PR guy calling them up and saying, would you like to interview the guy who gave the $3,700 back? I would be embarrassed if I were you.
I'm not embarrassed at all for doing a good thing. And on behalf of Bozell Construction, giving the $100 reward that the bank gave to me over to one of the local charities. I'm not embarrassed at all. Not at all.
I think it's just something
right.
that you should just walk away from and say, hey, I
Okay, thanks
thing.
For your call. Here is Simi Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd just like to say that this intellectual midget is using your
midget.
Show as a platform. He's opportunistic, and he's just promoting his own business.
When's the last time you were a hero?
Well, I'd like to know...
When's the last time you were a hero?
What is your first name, Mr. Bissell?
I guess you've never been a hero. You're not asking all the questions. You're not asking all the questions here, sir. Okay.
Which boys club did you donate your money to?
Well, what are we going to do? Are you guys going to ask questions here?
I'm not answering his question until he answers mine.
Well, which
I'm not being interrogated here, okay? I said we'll donate it to a charity, okay? Now, what? Have you ever been a hero?
Any donation from Bozell Construction today? Are you making this up and using it as an opportunistic?
Are you at the boys' club? Will somebody listen to me? Are you at the boys' club?
Yes.
You are with the boys' club.
Well,
yes.
I might have not been in yours.
Wait a second.
After hearing you on the show, Mr. Bissell, there was no donation from Bissell Construction.
Well, how do you know that? You're in Simi Valley.
Pardon me?
How do you know that? You're in Simi Valley.
Well, I'm driving back from the...
Oh, this guy's full of crap. He ain't with no boys' club.
I'm just asking the man a question. I don't know whether he's... So you're driving what?
I'm just driving through Simi Valley.
You're just out taking a drive.
There was no donation from Bozell Construction. We don't get many donations.
What do you say, we? What do you mean, we? Who are you with?
The boys club.
Of what? You know how many boys clubs there are? Get out of here, you lightweight. Here is Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, good job, Phil.
Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
You want to be a hero to your kids, right?
I'm a hero to kids.
Okay, let me ask you.
Honesty is the best policy.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Do you provide for your kids?
Of course I do.
So you're a hero to them. Do you play with your kids? When you take them out, do you take them to a ball game?
Look, pal, I'm not talking about my kids. I'm talking about all kids,
well, listen to
I'm
this.
Talking
Mr.
about
Bozell.
All kids.
Mr.
I'm
Bozell.
Talking about all kids need to have a hero because they're looking at the Green Hulk and they're looking at
Super
Bowl.
Forget the Green Hulk for a second. You know, I was out South Coast Plaza. A lady dropped her purse. I picked up her purse. She didn't even realize she had dropped the purse. She actually walked away from it, dropped it.
Right.
I ran and gave it to her, and I said, you know, you left your purse. She looked at me and said, thank you very much. I said, you're welcome. I didn't ask for a reward. I didn't feel like some kind of hero. I did a moral obligation, which was to return something that was not mine. Everybody people noticed that it was her purse. I'm not going to walk off with someone's purse and have people look at me like this. I'm like some kind of criminal. The cameras are right in front of you. They had your face. They could take a snapshot of you. They can tell by their transcripts that this is Mr. Bozell. He was the last person to withdraw cash before we
You're
had all this
transcript.
Money missing.
What do you mean by transcript?
Well, you know, little
You're talking about transcript.
Well, you know,
I'm talking about the fact.
I'm talking about the fact that they had you on record. I'm talking about the fact that they knew who you were. You walk away with
that
cash. That
was my point too. Yeah, they've got a camera.
Cash,
how much money did the lady have in her purse, though? How much money? This lady's purse that you picked up. How much money did she have in
it? I don't know, but she had a pretty cool, expensive purse, I'll tell you that. So she had a lot of cash in it.
All right, maybe
or
she
credit
had
cards.
Like, probably about a foul.
We'll say a foul.
All right. I did $3,700, pal. That's about three, almost
judging,
four times as
judging
much money
by the
as
way,
done.
Judging by the way they looked,
what difference does it make?
$3,000 at least.
So the TV station won't interview me. I bet you the TV station won't interview you. You won't be on
the TV. I would actually turn it down and say, you know what? I did nothing spectacular, but just hand somebody back something that belongs to them.
I'll tell you something else, too.
I was a hero to myself, then. Be a hero to yourself. I return the money.
Be a hero to yourself.
Money.
That's fine, but I'm donating in the name of Bozell Construction.
We got it already. $100 in the name of Bozell Construction. To which charity?
To a charity out here.
Hey, well, Mr. Bozell, you know what? You shouldn't have to take reward money to donate. You should do that by yourself. Set up a fund in your company's name and donate every month.
Are you a kid, man?
To be rewarded by doing something that's, you know, miraculous.
Do you think kids ought to be out there worshiping at the Green Hulk?
The Green Hulk doesn't have anything to do with it. You know what? I worshiped the Green Hulk when I was 5 years old, and that lasted for like 5 weeks.
Okay, that's a hero that don't even
He was not a hero. He was actually some guy that could kick out other people's asses. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, the Green Hulk, okay? All the kids thought he was cool.
So can you kick someone's ass then? Does that make you cool?
No, I'm saying I'm real in the Green Hulk.
Are you a Green Hulk then? No, maybe you are a real Green Hulk. Aren't you? Maybe you want to be the Green Hulk.
No, I don't
want to
be the Green Hulk.
You're talking like you do?
I'm saying that I'm a real live hero.
You are a real live Green Hulk is what you are.
As opposed to a phony baloney Green Hulk.
Well, then, okay. You're
I am told, by the way, that he's called the Incredible Hulk.
Okay, the Incredible Hulk. Yeah, that's right.
My understanding is it's the Green Hulk.
Well, you're wrong. I'm told that it's the Incredible Hulk.
It is the Incredible Hulk.
That's not my understanding.
Well, then I'm Captain America, then.
Hey, I didn't say that I'm the Green Hulk. I didn't say you're Captain America.
But you want to be considered the Green Hulk.
I
want to
say the kids need real heroes. I'm saying kids need real heroes, not the Green Hulk phony baloney.
And they do have real heroes. They do have real heroes.
Name one.
Their teachers. Their parents.
Oh, man, they don't see their teachers as heroes. They can't wait to get away from them. But when Bozell Construction donates $100 to the wildlife relief, then
now it's the wildlife relief,
huh? Maybe donate money to a bunch of six packs for you and your crew to go enjoy yourselves with.
That's a cold shot, man. That's a cold shot.
That's not a cold shot.
That's a total cold shot.
No,
you know
because I know construction guys. You guys get thirsty out there with your big guts.
You know, you guys like to drink those cases of beer when you're finishing cement, don't you?
That's a cold shot, Mr. Henry.
Those are painkillers, man. They're referred to as painkillers. You get off
right
of that
now,
hard day work, you go buy a couple six packs. That's a painkiller.
Hey, let me tell you something. I am a hero to any kid want to be honest, and I ain't no Green Hulk that's phony baloney too. So there you go.
Well, you taste really funny baloney because I'll tell you what you did was no big deal.
That's pretty dickish of you to say that.
I'm not a dickish. You're being pretty dickish yourself.
You're being very dickish.
Well, okay. If you're a hero and you want to be worshipped by kids, what kind of hero would say dickish?
I'm just saying you were acting very dick-like.
Forget it. Thank you very much. And quit being juvenile, Mr. Bozell. I got you. This will be your fourth radio interview today, by the way, for the big $3,700 that you turned back to the bank. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bozell, tell everybody what you just told me.
Well, I just mentioned to you that I'd gotten on the Who Want to Be a Millionaire, And
you answered some of those questions, right?
Yes, I did. I got through. And I had called the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire line because I felt that after what I'd done today that I could spread the message on a nationwide level. And
well, why don't you have your PR guy call up all these national...
Mr. Henry, I know you have contempt for the fact that I gave the money back. I know you have contempt for me, sir.
And I do not have contempt for you, sir.
Well, you have done nothing but ridicule me since I got on your program.
I am only ridiculing the fact that just because you found $3,700 in an ATM dispenser that wasn't yours and you turned it back into the bank doesn't mean you're a hero. And I'm just a little weary of people who do normal things getting all these accolades, okay? And now you're telling me you're going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I'm not saying that I will be, but I would like to be, and I can give a... I think an overview, because I think that program's about money, and I think it's about greed, and I think you can give an overview, because I've done something that I think, you know, at least the kids can have somebody other to look up to than that Ichibu, or I forget the name of the gentleman, Ichibon, or...
What gentleman?
The gentleman who...
Well, what are we talking about here?
It's a hero that the kids have got these days, a gentleman by the name of Ichi... God, I forget now. It's
what from what?
It's from that Pokemon movie.
I don't know the name of Itch. What?
I think the gentleman's name is Ichipu or something like that. But anyway, the kids have.
What do you mean the gentleman's name? It's a cartoon. Am I correct?
I believe that the gentleman is a cartoon. Yes.
Okay, I don't know, but if you want to be a hero to kids, tell them that you can go and work with kids without turning back money. I don't know that self-aggrandizing is the answer. Antioch on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, my name is James.
And yes, sir.
And I'm calling to talk to the gentleman.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here to belittle the guy. He did a very decent thing.
But I appreciate that very much.
But I personally don't think it's that heroic.
But I think people are trying to make me look foolish.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is, to me personally, in my opinion, a hero to me is my father, because my father works for a living.
Well, that's fine, sir. That's what you got, and you're fortunate that you had a good father. But a lot of little kids out there have got that itchy. I can't remember the name of the Pokemon guy.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of kids don't have a good father.
I understand.
And they got Ichipu, and they got that green man. But I want to be a hero to kids and Bozell Construction by donating the $100 reward to the different charities and the wildlife relief.
Well, I know you switched it from the Boys Club to the Wildlife Relief now, and...
all I'm saying is a decent charity.
I understand that, sir, and I'm not belittling you. I mean, you did a decent thing.
Thank you.
But, you know, if you're so much of a hero, why did you mention your construction company so many times?
Because I'm donating in the name of Bozell Construction. I think we've done a good deal of work out here. It isn't just me. It's my company. If you want to congratulate me, you have to congratulate Bozell Construction. Because seriously, they have done so much for so many people.
Okay, so it's a decent act. It's not a heroic act, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Garden Grove on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think this guy, when the money came out, he didn't see money. He saw an opportunity, and he took it. He was clearly...
Let me ask you, what would you do if $3,700 fell in your lap?
I would return it right to the bank immediately.
Okay. Okay, so what did I do that was different?
What did you do that was different?
Yeah.
You hired a PR guy and turned it into an opportunity. I saw this guy on the 5 o'clock news, and all he could say was Bozell Construction,
I'll tell you something right now. What I'm all about and what my company is all about is making sure that Bozell Construction, one of the number one builders in this country, is donated $100. To the group of people, whoever.
Yeah, who's it going to be? Is it the Boys Club? Is it the Wildlife Fund? Is it...
Well, there was the mother... no, sir, I mentioned Mother Teresa.
No, I don't think you mentioned Mother Teresa. You've mentioned the Boys Club, the Wildlife Fund. Now you've mentioned Mother Teresa.
Well, I believe that I had mentioned American Cancer Society.
And now it's the American Cancer Society. So whoever it is, man, that $100 is going to be spread around a little thin. I congratulate you, sir, on taking the $100 and giving it in the name of...
Bozell Construction.
Bozell Construction to the Wildlife Fund, the American Cancer Society, and Mother Teresa, and the Boys Club.
And the L.A. Mission.
And the what?
And the winos down there in the...
And the winos down at the L.A. Mission. Anybody else?
Bozell Construction, 213-25.
Okay, great, pal. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And I guess we'll be seeing you on a few more 11 o'clock newscasts, huh?
Yeah, tonight they're going to have me on channel.
Okay, great. Good. Fine. Solid. $3,700. The guy should have just turned it back and not said a word. Now he's on. And, of course, we had him on for a full hour. Don't forget that name, Steve Bozell, as he donates his $100 to the Wildlife Fund, the mission, the Crozier family.